KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A Durban woman has returned home after surviving a deadly earthquake in Myanmar about a month ago. Devika Hansraj has recounted her harrowing escape from a collapsed 11-story building, describing the moment as like a nightmare. NewsWatch's Tlinokuhle Malinga has filed this report.
Hansraj had just wrapped up a parent-teacher conference marking the start of a two-month holiday in Mandalay when disaster struck.
I could feel a slight shake, and then suddenly and violently the building started shaking. So violently, I didn't have time to even think to grab something, you know, to protect me or go under a table, and fell. Once it fell, we thought it was over. Another 5 minutes, the second one happened and pushed the building further down.
The 51-year-old was trapped under rubble for an hour, but managed to push out a board above her head to escape. When she crawled out, she realized she was standing on top of the crumbled building.
I was on the topmost section of the building. That's how low the building had dropped. So I was on the 8th floor. 9, 10 and 11 fell to in a direction that obviously not on top of us, but fell sideways. But unfortunately, the people below us and above us did not.
With no emergency crews in sight, survivors had to dig their own way out. Hans Ranch and a few others crawled down the heap, helped only by a brave monk and a young boy who had also escaped.
There were a lot of people screaming, but when I got out of the building, it seemed scarily quiet at one point.
The woman, who's been teaching in the Asian country for almost a year, says she lost everything in the disaster, including her travel documents. Now back in South Africa, Hansraj says she's grateful to be alive, but the experience has changed her forever. Tlinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says there will be a commission of inquiry into apartheid-era crimes that were referred to the NPA by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. It will try to establish whether there were attempts to prevent them making it to court. The inquiry is the outcome of a settlement in a court application brought by families of victims. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
Allegations of improper influence in delaying or hindering the investigation and prosecution of apartheid-era crimes have persisted from previous administrations. Through this commission, President Ramaphosa is determined that the true facts be established and the matter brought to finality.
And Russia says a solution to the war in Ukraine will not come as fast as the Trump administration wants. But according to officials, Vladimir Putin is open to peace and intense work is underway to achieve it. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov says they will not be rushed into anything.
We hope for understanding that the settlement in Ukrainian crisis is too complicated to be done overnight. There are lots of details and lots of tiny things to be tackled before settlement.
The clip is courtesy of Sky News. Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 18, Richards Bay 24.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Pirates and Sundowns are both in Betway Premiership action tonight. James Maddison hopeful that Ange Postecoglou will remain on as Spurs manager next season. And CSK desperate for a win as they take on the Punjab Kings in the IPL.